IBM Podcast Software Group.
Welcome to the podcast about financial performance management. Christian Achermann is interviewing David Axon, founder and president of the Sonex Group and author of Best Practices in Planning and Performance Management.
Dear Mr. Axon, first of all, thank you very much for taking your time. Could you give us some information about yourself and about your function at the Sonex Group?
I grew up in England, spent the first 10 years of my working life working in London in a combination of banking and consulting. Then in 1991, I moved across to the United States and helped set up a company called the Hackett Group, where we focused on benchmarking and best practices research. I ran the consulting side of that business. I spent 11 years there. We grew the business quite successfully. And then in 2002, I left and decided to go out on my own. I've written a couple of books, one called Best Practices in Planning and Performance Management. And that's really when I decided to form the Sonex Group, which is really a research firm. I spend most of my time either doing writing, training, and education for managers, or consulting with either very small or very large companies on how to improve their management processes, you know, which is obviously particularly important today with all of this volatility and uncertainty that's out there.
What difficulties are companies facing today?
The biggest issue today is three things: uncertainty, volatility, and risk. The traditional way we have managed our businesses is to build a very detailed annual plan and budget, which we've then tried to execute to over a long period of time throughout the whole year. Well, events of the last 2 or 3 years have really proved that doesn't work anymore. You know, if you sat down in September or October of 2007, how many people would have predicted with any accuracy what then happened in the world economy and the local economies, even here in Switzerland, in 2008? I don't think anyone would have got that right. So what we're dealing with is a set of management processes that work very well for half a century that are basically broken today. And companies are struggling to how do they retool, redesign, implement new technologies to really give them a set of management processes that can work in a very volatile, very risky, and very uncertain world. Because that's basically here to stay. That's what we're going to have to deal with.
So what would you say, what preconditions does a company has to fulfill in order to cope with difficult times like these?
Well, the first one is to recognize the difficult time and to start to begin to ask very simple questions. You know, when you're building a plan or a budget or you're looking at any type of business decision and you think about the assumptions that you're making about the future, why is this a good business to invest in? Why do we want to implement this new computer system? Is to really ask yourself questions. What if I'm wrong? What if my assumptions about the future turn out to be incorrect? How will I know? What metrics in my own business or what indicators from the marketplace will give me an early warning that maybe the plan I was currently executing to no longer makes sense and I may need to think about changing course? So companies, first of all, need to understand that this volatility is out there and then start to think about how do I find the information, the insight, the intelligence that I can capture that gives managers more confidence to make decisions. Because the issue today is when things are uncertain, your confidence gets lower. You're less confident, so you tend to make slower decisions, which is the exact opposite of what you really should be doing, which is making faster decisions because things are moving so much more quickly.
Could you give us some examples? How is this realized in everyday business?
Say you're running an airline and you find out that one of your planes is 1 hour behind schedule. And because that plane is now 1 hour late, 23 of the passengers on that plane are now going to miss their connecting flight. What do you need to do from a management standpoint? Well, it's not good enough to find out at the end of the month when you run the reports that you had a plane that was late 3 weeks ago. Too late to do anything about it. You need to know in real time that that plane is going to be late. As a result of its being late, 23 passengers are going to miss their connections. The first thing is you need to alert the reservations department to rebook those passengers on a different flight to get them to their destination. But you also have an opportunity to make some money here. Maybe some of the flights were sold out and now you've got some empty seats on that plane. Maybe you can fill them with a fare-paying passenger so you can actually turn a problem into an opportunity. But they also may need to know to adjust the fuel load that's on that plane. Maybe there are less people on the plane now because they've missed their flight, so we need less fuel on the plane. And in today's environment, that's a real big difference in terms of cost effectiveness. So that's one very simple example. of how real-time performance management information can trigger decisions that will save you money, maybe even make you money, but perhaps more importantly, help turn a problem into an opportunity within your business and help you deliver better customer service.
Volatile market conditions hide risks that have to be recognized and managed, but also chances which should be used. Furthermore, there is a constant pressure on financial and business managers to take better decisions faster. Does this fact reveal an antagonism, and how does performance management solutions support the development of a substantiated decision basis and the thereof derived measures?
Yeah, you make a very good point. You know, at the very time you want to make fast, confident decisions, you're actually more uncertain. You're less confident because you're not sure if it's going to be right because things are changing so fast. And that's something we have to deal with. But what you really want to do is to create a performance management process that, first of all, lets you anticipate how you would change your behavior if something happens like that. So you're not forced to just react to it. So you've got something to work with. That's the first thing. So people have a little bit more confidence when they're faced with that uncertain decision. The next piece, though, is to really have information that people trust. If you have to wait until the end of the month and then you have to wait for the accountants and the controlling department to close the books, and so you're already 5 or 10 days into the next month before you get information about what happened last month, the world's already changed. But if you can begin to give people a daily or even a real-time flow for certain key metrics in your business, they can begin to see the rhythm of the business, how it's changing on a day-to-day basis. And that can give them a certain level of confidence in the trend, whether it's going up or going down, and that will allow them to better think about what the impact of an external event. Now, I'm not saying it solves all the problems. We're dealing with a world that is getting increasingly uncertain, competitive, and risky. But what you're trying to do is to provide people with tools that allow them to at least acknowledge that uncertainty and feel a little bit more confident because they've already thought about what their action would be, what their game plan might be.
In your opinion, how will the performance management develop in the future?
You know, I think we're going to see a big change from playing with data to making decisions. Historically, we've tended to rely on, you know, tools that have worked very well for us for a long time. You know, old-fashioned management reporting coming out of general ledger systems. We've done a lot of our budgeting and forecasting using spreadsheets. But it takes too long. It's too complicated. It's too cumbersome. The tools and the technology that's out there today really allow us to do this much faster, much more dynamically. And I think the biggest change we're seeing now is the ability for people to collaborate with each other. It's no longer one person trying to make the decision. Maybe it's a group of people. You know, maybe some people in China are talking to some people in Europe and talking to some people in Asia and America and sharing their information and insights so you can get the collective wisdom, the collective knowledge of a group of people and apply it to a particular problem. So performance management really started off about playing with the numbers. But now it's really moving about to how do we use that information to make better business decisions. And that becomes much more of a human issue, giving people the skills and the confidence and the information to make the decisions in a timely fashion so you can capture the upside when there's an opportunity out there, but also so you can minimize the damage when something bad happens.
Thank you very much for taking your time and the very interesting information you gave.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.